Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
There you go. If I Let You Go, coming through from Westlife. Just before this one, Jason Derulo, Want to Want Me. Guess what? Good morning.
Good morning.
Stacey and Jay Spoon, Rise and Shine. We're in for Darren Carey and Sky this Friday morning, all the way till 9 a.m. Coming to you live from home, away from home, Suncoast, exactly at Mug and Bean. Guys, it's nice to see your face.
Know,
your boss.
Like, this morning, I arose, right? I did all the laundry.
Yes.
I packed the dishwasher.
Yes.
My hair is enormous.
Beautiful.
And we get to watch the sunrise,
bro,
which is amazing. If you're just waking up and you're confused and you're like, is it 4 to 7 in the afternoon? No, ma'am, you haven't missed work. We are just this energetic all the time. Now, we will be here between 6 and 9. So if you're feeling like maybe you need a little brekkie,
yeah,
and you want it with some flair and a lot of hair, by all means, come and join us. Mug and Bean, Suncoast. It's going to be an amazing 3 hours.
Yeah, 100%. Masks are no longer required to be worn indoors or outdoors in South Africa. That's why I said earlier, nice to see your face.
My
you can put on your
face.
Road, you can put on your lipstick and go, you can shine, which is pretty cool, hey?
Yes. Okay, so like I have mixed feelings about this.
Yeah.
Because not for all the fancy, you know, rah-rah reasons that government will say and the words that I don't understand. Just in general, I feel like now I'm very exposed. I also feel like I've had a mask tan just because of the last 2 years. And we do a lot of traveling. I mean, granted, there's only that one plane now in and out of Durban, but you know what I'm talking about. So when I'm in an airport, I, for argument's sake, will always and forever continue to wear a mask. Because for me, that's just
okay, I see.
Because now I'm like, I'd like to kind of keep my face covered. And if I'm running or whatever, I will continue to wear a buff. Not for any other reason than I'm now accustomed to it. There also, yes, the government might have gone, it's cool, guys, chuck those masks away responsibly. But there are a couple of corporates that are like, please, while you're in this building, let us continue to wear masks. So it's a very very interesting time. It's Maskgate 2022.
Yeah, I quite like that, especially for like restaurants. They enforce the idea of wearing a mask for hygiene reasons. You know, the waiter will wear a mask when he's preparing or serving you your food. Social distancing still applies. So it's kind of like a personal thing now, just to make sure that you are safe and everyone else is safe around you. You know what I mean?
Well, you'd think so. The question is, I mean, all these people shooting videos of themselves chucking their masks into the fires and stuff like that.
Revolutionary.
Exactly. Finally, our faces are free. When it comes to mask wearing, just by show of hands, KZN, will you be holding on to them a little bit longer? Are you now emotionally attached to your mask? Or are you like, no, finally, my face can see the sun? Share your thoughts. The WhatsApp line is open, 061-792-9495. Subsonic. Leave the door open.
Hey.
As the sun rises on the East Coast, Stacey and Jay Spoo, and for Darren Carey and Sky, and because we are who we are as a people, we are coming to you live from our home away from home at Suncoast. Mug and Bean, to be specific, because is it even breakfast if there's no Mug and Bean vibes? Just a shout out. So we're right here on the promenade, right? There is a gentleman here who has been grooving, literally, to every single song. He is living his best life watching the sunrise.
So the question is he starting his day or is he ending his day?
Or is it a continuation of yesterday? We will keep you updated because that's the breaking news, really. In the background, yesterday's breaking news, all over Twitter, all over everywhere. Maskgate 2022. You no longer have to rock a mask. Anyway, actually, you can chuck it away responsibly, obviously.
Yes, please.
That's very important. But the question is, are you willing to just be done with it? Because I would imagine at this stage it's a personal choice. I was saying earlier, I will never, never, ever, and never again be on an aeroplane without a mask. Considering people are sitting basically on your lap, because, you know, she is not in business class, babes. I don't understand business class. And the touching, I'm going to keep the sanitizer, but the mask must stay on.
100% social distancing as well. I think hygiene has become a very important thing now. We didn't realize that, there are germs everywhere, darling. You must be clean.
We were very dirty up until about 2.5 years ago, apparently.
Voice notes coming through. Let's take a listen to what you had to say. What's your situation with the mask now?
Thanks, Stacey, Jasper. So basically what I think is, as you say, I think it's a personal choice now. If I'm going to go to the mall or somewhere busy, I will be wearing my mask just for safety's sake, I could say it. So used to doing it. And I think it's more hygienic just to wear your mask if you're going to be in a busy place. But that's what I think. Anyway, thanks, great show. It's Tony speaking.
Thank you, Tony.
Shout out to Tony. Let's go to the next voice.
Good morning, 1% team. Friday's my day because the schools are closing for the winter. Enjoy your Friday. Bye.
Okay.
A very good morning, Stacy and Jesbo.
Good morning.
I'm going to keep on wearing my mask even though it's gazetted, because for me, I feel like it's not safe yet. Even though they said mask will be lifted. So, yeah, that's the point. So I'll keep on protecting myself.
It's just
in fire. Thank you.
Yeah. It's a personal choice. I'm for practicing an abundance of caution.
Always.
Yeah, just be safe.
I mean, I feel like COVID was a really hard lesson for all of us to learn, and a lot of people experienced an incredible amount of loss. So as half the population is, you know, clapping hands and super excited, the other half are like, hold up. Because also, flus, colds, germs, life, bruh. So a little mashup of voice notes for you on the way momentarily. But for now, please stand by. Natara has your news headlines. Nick has your sport. And Jayshree's got your traffic up next. Pharrell Williams, Happy. It's East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Stacey and Jay Spoo in for Darren Carey and Sky between 6 and 9 today. Also, because we are consistent, if nothing else, lots of energy, lots of enthusiasm, and lots of sun coasting. At Mug and Bean, to be specific. Just wrapping up a conversation this morning on Maskgate 2022. So now that the news has been released that we no longer have to wear masks anywhere, actually, inside or outside, obviously, you know, Twitter, 95% of the time it's just like a cesspit of hate. People who want to keep wearing their masks for personal reasons, other people have a problem with that. People who are like, I want to chuck it away, the other people have a problem with that. So I think ultimately it is a personal choice now. And if somebody wants to wear a mask wherever they happen to be, we mustn't give them evil eyes.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Like, let people live their lives.
I think it's very important that we respect each other now more than ever. We did ask you to send us your voice notes with regards to your situation going forward with masks. Let's take a listen to what you had to say.
I think the bottom line is the day that the government or the powers that be say that there's no more COVID in the air is the day I take my mask off.
Yes, definitely masks need to go. It's been over 2 years.
I will definitely still be keeping my mask on.
I'm going to keep on wearing my mask even though it's gazetted, because I feel like it's not safe yet.
Personally, I think I'm going to hold on to mine a bit longer.
I think a lot of people actually misses the point of the mask spreading the virus. So I'd say, ditch your mask. And if you don't feel well, rather wear it for the sake of the people around you.
Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
All right, thank you so much, KZN, for your thoughts. Now, in case you're wondering, like, what must I do with my mask? If you're one of those people that has decided, you know what, going forward, I'm not going to wear a mask indoors or in a public space. I'm going to chuck it away safely. We've put together a nice top five list of what to do with your masks under ecr.co.za. You find all the information. Click on Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Because in reality, I mean, I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
Like top shelf. I have about 10,000 masks. I've got like a mask in every color that I have yet to wear with the relevant outfit. So I will... It is part of my ensemble. It's part of my look now.
Yeah, 100%. Something that no one has thought about. So we have like community hospitals, we have clinics and whatever. One thing that you can actually do with your mask, if you've bought 1,000 masks and now you don't know what to do with it, is maybe perhaps donate your masks to like a non-profit organization, because they're still going to need it, eh?
Exactly. I mean, there are industries that have always needed masks. Yeah. So if you need to know what you can do with the 1,000 masks that you pre-bought that one day on that Black Friday special... and are you just like, they're just taking up space and I want to be emancipated from my mask? Go to ecr.co.za, click on Stacey and Jay Spruce.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.